The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Beer.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
His playing style.
I have a little bit of a prick in me, I think, a quieter one. It wasn't always comfortable, but I did it. And I just did it and, you know, accepted that was the way it was.
Coffee crisp.
I just hold on to it. I just hold on and I suck on it. Right in the roof of my mouth. It's unbelievable.
Whatever this is.
His speed was so fast, he would just take off. And then he beat off, he beat Manning. Got a little distracted there.
It's time for Struds On.
Puck choices. I am critical of the Oilers when they are not respectful of the puck and understanding that there's times to take risks and times to not take risks. Think about some games where the Oilers are, you know, it's near the end of the period and someone tries to do something exceptional, or maybe they're sloppy in their own zone with the puck and they're not getting it out. And last night, when the Oilers were leading the game and Connor McDavid's goal, the Oilers' sixth goal, the Leafs were still in this thing. But as they're coming up the ice on that goal, I believe it was Kerfoot. It's a kind of a 3-on-3, basically, if you remember the play, a 3-on-3. And Nugent Hopkins is in a great position between him and the person he's trying to pass the puck to. Both D-men have good gaps. There's very little area for him to go to. Keep in mind, there's 10 minutes to go in the third period. It's 5-3. The Oilers have been having a good period. And Kerfoot now feels he has to create something that's not there. Two Oilers defensemen standing up at the blue line. Kerfoot trying to make a pass to his right winger. Nugent Hopkins right there. And when Kerfoot does it, Nugent Hopkins just throws a puck up the ice, backhand, intercepts a pass, I should say, knocks it up the ice. And McDavid does what he does. And that's exciting. We've talked about that. But these are the types of choices I'm talking about that are game killers. Because that's 6-3, game over. See you later. Pack there or get the stick bag out. We're leaving here. And if you want to go back and watch that goal, I'm critical of the Oilers doing, but here's a play where a player gets too excited and trying to create something out of nothing. There's no play there. It's a 3-on-3 with a great back check and two D-men standing up. There's nowhere to go. The right play is to, you know, either you chip it. I would have preferred to see them chip it into a corner where it would die. And then one of the two wingers who had speed for him would have got to that puck and they would have been able to make a play out of that corner. Now you have offensive zone time and you can make it happen. But the Oilers have been kind of on you this period and they try to create something out of nothing. So, you know, there's no doubt I talk about the Oilers on this side, but Greggs, it happens to every team. And when you don't manage the puck, when you don't understand where the game's at, who you're on the ice against. It's a 4-on-4 at that time. You have to understand what it's all about. And it was good for the Oilers to see it, but every team makes those choices. And that's something that you have to get out. The teams that don't gift goals like the Leafs just did to McDavid last night, they're the ones that have more success long-term. That's why I think the Leafs are in trouble. And that's why the Oilers are now having success. They're not gifting as many goals. So great example of a team against the Oilers making this type of choice that is poor choice.
We've all made poor choices in life. Now it's how can you learn from them? And, the Oilers are after making a lot of bad choices in December, Struds. Yep. They've started 2020. They look better as a team. Their top guys, obviously, which to me was the least of the worries. You knew McDavid and Draisaitl will get back to dominate. Sure. The positive is they're doing it now in separate lines. And we'll see how that continues. They take on Montreal, who just made a trade. Not a major one, but the Canadians have traded Michael McCarron to Nashville for Laurent Dauphin. So basically a minor league trade. But
McCarron's the big winger, isn't he?
He is the big
really
winger.
Bit of a fighter, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, and Dauphin has basically been playing in the minors in Milwaukee. And McCarron, you know, a lot of people were high on him, and he just really hasn't panned out. Right, he has played 69 NHL games since being drafted in the first round in 2013. But you know, obviously Nashville hopes that maybe he can help their bottom six. But we just heard from Hal Gill; they don't necessarily need help there. They need help in their top six. They need their top six guys to get going. But McCarron plays with more of an edge. There's no question about that.
Yeah, big body. I think he fight Lucic. Did I dream that a couple of years ago?
Really?
I'm pretty good for him.
Well, he's big dude. He's like 6'6", 230. Right, he didn't fight a ton in junior, so I'd have to look that one up. It's a good memory.
Yeah, I think he fought someone. I might be wrong, but I think he's a really big guy if I remember correctly. And he did fight someone that game.